Okay. Wednesday evening, 9:13:23. We're going to do Laying a Good Foundation, Part 5. All right, let's go to our Hebrews 2. Starting with verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? So, the church, when it began, when Jesus came, he walked out God's ways, his doctrine. So that's what we're looking at. Okay, Hebrews 6. Have you ever had anybody ask you why you do what you do? Why do you baptize, or why do you speak in tongues, or why do you do the things that you do? Could you give an answer? I know you could. But I mean, could you give an answer to all these things? Right here, 6 verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of the laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. So, to get a good foundation in the Christian faith, Paul's making sure they know why they do what they do. It's like anything else. If you went to college and you were learning any kind of thing, they would lay a foundation first. Like medicine, for instance. They'd lay a foundation. And then you would build off of that foundation. But you would not move on till that foundation is laid and you knew that you knew that you knew what they meant. Okay? The one we're going to look at tonight is resurrection from the dead. All right? There's two different meanings of resurrection, but I just picked the one because most of the scriptures I'm reading is the one that's in the scripture. Resurrection means a standing up again, a resurrection from death, recovery, or raised to life again. All right, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. Matthew 22 will be the first one. Verse 23. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother, likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. All right, Jesus has given a little bit of insight into resurrection life, how it's going to be. All right? Go to 27, Matthew. Starting with verse 45 there. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. So Jesus didn't just go back himself. There was a whole group of them that when Jesus was resurrected, they were resurrected too. I didn't put this one down, but you remember the young man that was running around with no clothes on? His robe had slipped off. Yeah, he was one of them. The power of God. In fact, that was even before Jesus even died. You remember when Jesus, where is that? Is that in John? I want to look at that. That's got me curious. It might be Luke because he goes into details that the other books don't. See here. I'm not finding it. Are you finding it?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
It's whenever Jesus, they came to arrest him, and he I think he healed the guy's ear, but all the power of God hit them all, and they all hit the ground. Really? Okay, where in John? Right here. Well, it has to be.
I'll find it. Go ahead. It has to be in 18.
Yeah, it has to.
Right here.
Which verse?
Well, start in verse 4.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Verse 4, Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. I don't know if this is the same account with the young man, but he was in a burial robe. And anyway, okay, I'll just have to look it up later. All right, did I read 27? I did read 27:45 to y'all.
Yes.
Okay. Resurrection there means a resurgence. There. Just note, though, in the scriptures, there was no resurrection before Jesus. No rising from the dead at all. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting with verse 12 there. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain? Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. Now, I want you to, there's something I picked up as I was looking up all these scriptures. This was their witness. The resurrection was their witness. And if you'll notice, when Paul would preach or whoever it was taking the gospel, it always round around to Jesus and the resurrection. All right? Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, to be raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You're yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That wasn't in the Old Covenant. Did you find something?
Well, I found this, what you're talking about, but this doesn't have anything to do with resurrection. This young man that fled and left his garment.
Well, it does have something to do with resurrection, because he was in the grave.
Not this.
All right, well, where is it? Let me look at it.
Mark.
Okay.
Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 48.
Okay, 1448. Well, I wrote here my Bible resurrected because I had read a book by the guy that you're reading.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Rick Renner.
He talks about this young man was raised from the dead. And I wrote here, resurrected.
That's another account, not this
okay.
One.
Well, I wrote it here. This is the scripture.
Why he accepted that this young man that he fled and left his garment with him was Mark. He was writing about himself.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, that's the scripture that he brought out. I'll have to look it up and see where the other count. Let's just keep going. I don't want to distract from what we're trying to teach today. Sorry, I didn't catch that before. All right, for as in Adam all die, this is 1 Corinthians 15:22, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Then verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. Jesus first. He set a precedence. We know about that, don't we, with what's going on with President Trump. All right, before Jesus' resurrection, it was not so. No one ever was raised from the dead. Just didn't happen. Jesus told us a story that illustrates how it was before his death, burial, and resurrection. This is Luke chapter 16. Verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, I know I've shown you these before where it shows there were two compartments and they went, really it was Sheol. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house for 5 brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So when Jesus was resurrected, this was the first of his kind. See, because of sin, God couldn't look on sin, so man couldn't go to him because of the fall. They needed a Savior first, okay? All right? And we just read in Matthew 27, 45 through 53, that some came out of the grave. When Jesus was resurrected, it said, and they went and visited people. People recognized them, it said. What did Jesus say to the guy on the cross? Huh? Right here, this is Luke 23. Starting with verse 39 there. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So Jesus went to paradise when he died. He didn't go straight to the Father. He had to bring his own blood before the Father. So he went to paradise. All right. Let's keep going here. 1 Peter 3. Verse 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. That's paradise. Which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, and it is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Yeah. All right, Romans chapter 1. First 4 verses there. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So he had to do this. He had to make everything right to make the way for us. That's why he did it. He became the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, his blood. All right, So the resurrection was a sign. It was foretold by some of the prophets. I don't know all of them, but I'm going to read a couple of scriptures in the Old Covenant. 2 Samuel's the first one. I didn't write down the one about, it talks about David's fallen tent. Forgot to look at that one. Anyway, this is 2 Samuel chapter 7. Verse 12. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, he shall be my son. So we know he's talking about Jesus here because you know it wasn't Solomon. He went rogue. All right. Jeremiah 33. You want to go look that up yourself about David's fallen tent, about building his tabernacle back up? It's Jesus. 15, in those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. So this is Jesus. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Well, who's the house of Israel? We are the body of Christ, this spiritual house, this temple made without hands. Okay. All right, Romans chapter 6. Verse 1 there. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's our resurrection. When the apostles went forth, Jesus told them this would be their witness. Okay, this is Acts 1. I got to reading and thinking, you know, Paul brought it up. When he's talking, it didn't matter where he was, he brought it up about Jesus raising from the dead. All right, Acts 1:1. The former Christes have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking to the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, Which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and all Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. So his death, burial, and resurrection was to be the witness. All right? Witnesses to his resurrection. For 40 days, they witnessed Jesus, all right, in his resurrected state. All right, Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire as it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. See, Jesus said, If I don't go away, I can't send the Comforter. So when he went away 10 days later, here came the Comforter. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia and Egypt and the parts of Libya, about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifting up his voice, said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and all my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Who God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. So David was saying, I'm not going to be in this paradise forever. I'm going to get to go to heaven. Thou hast made known to me the way of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. It's the witness. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. This is part of the apostles' doctrine. He told the apostles, This is the witness. I've been with you 40 days. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house to eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as such as should be saved. So this is what the Lord told them to do. You are my witnesses of what's happened. All right, Acts chapter 4. All right, let's see what verse here. 1 and 2. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They got thrown in jail for preaching the resurrection from the dead. I'm sure it sounded like blasphemy to them. All right, verse 32 and 33. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Have you ever seen that this way before? I haven't, as I started reading all of these scriptures. Acts 17. Makes me say, when we're witnessing somebody, we need to be saying Jesus about his resurrection. All right, 17:16. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. And certain philosophers of the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered him, and some said, What will this babbler say? Others, some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. I mean, it's all through here. And they took him and brought him unto the Areopagus, saying, May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We but know therefore what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear of some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by, behold, your devotion and found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. See, these were all idolaters. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply he might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. I mean, it just keeps going. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again on this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Preaching the gospel was based on Jesus Christ being resurrected from the dead. All right, was the witness. Let's keep going here. Acts 23. Verse 1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whitened wall, for sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? And they that stood by said, revilest thou God's high priest? And then Paul said, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council. Now the Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, and Pharisees do. Men and brethren, I'm a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I'm called in question. And when he had said, there arose a dissension among the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, we find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him unto the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by Paul and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, that's the resurrection, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. All right, 24. All right, start with verse 1 there. And went, all right, after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence, we accept it always, and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also hath gone about to profane the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our law. But the chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee by examining of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of these things whereof we accuse him. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. Then Paul, after the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things whereby they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow. But there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust. And here do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Now after many years I came to bring alms to my nation offerings, whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me. Or else let these same here say, if they found any evil in me, which I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called and questioned by you this day. When Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Messias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul, let him have liberty, that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should be given him of Paul, that he might loose him, wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcus Festus came with Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. So everywhere Paul went, he either was received or got thrown in jail because of preaching about the resurrection. That's why, because of the resurrection. Because they were all idol worship, temple worshipers, the Jews and all of them. Jesus was saying, ain't there no more. Ain't there. All right, a few more and we're done. Philippians 2. Verse 1 there. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every one on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made into the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All right, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. All right, a couple more. 2 Timothy 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised up from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but in the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shun But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth hath erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. All right, two more. 1 Peter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. All right, Revelation 20, we'll be done here. Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. All right.